Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Christian Apologist Podcast. Even though this isn't going to be an actual episode, I wanted just to give you an update because if you have noticed lately, I haven't put out no YouTube videos or podcast at all for several weeks. The reason for that was because I ended up actually getting COVID and it was horrible. It was really bad. I have asthma and I'm a diabetic. And so when I went to the hospital and they told me I had COVID, I never really bothered my breathing, honestly. It bothered my muscles and my bones, like they were extremely sore, and I had a migraine and fever that was just, no matter what I did, this migraine would not go away. They ended up giving me Paxlovid, which is the same thing that they're giving our President Biden, is Paxlovid. Now, Paxlovid did help manage the symptoms of COVID. So thumbs up for that. But what they don't tell you is the side effects of Paxlovid. So if I had a choice to do it all over again, would I have taken Paxlovid? Absolutely, because I think the symptoms were, the side effects of Paxlovid were better than the symptoms of COVID, and it probably would have lasted a lot longer. After taking Paxlovid, the symptoms kind of went away for the most part after about 2 days. After showing up. So that's good. The side effects, on the other hand, though, is extreme sweating and really like a dizzy, nausea type feeling, I guess you could say. And that lasted for well over a week, like a week and a half, almost 2 weeks. And since I work in the oil field, fixing oil field rigs, and I'm working out in the sun, sweating a lot and being dizzy was not very helpful at all. I wish they just would have told me what the side effects were, because I kept going to the emergency rooms and I kept going to doctors and everything else because I'm like, you know, something ain't right. I'm really, really dizzy and sweating and yada, yada, yada. And then I finally found out that it's the side effects of Paxlovid. So I just wish they would have disclosed that to me before giving it to me. So at least that way I knew what the side effects were going into it. This coming Monday, I will have get back on track, and there will be a new YouTube video and a new podcast out. I think we're going to discuss politics and religion. You know, should Christians be involved with politics or not? You know, Christian leaders or just in general. So hopefully you'll tune in. Hopefully you'll watch. Hopefully you'll like it. Hopefully you'll get something out of it. And once again, my book is still out for sale. It is Will the Defendant Please Rise? Stand for God, Evidence for God's Existence. It can be purchased at Walmart.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon. It can be purchased on Apple iTunes, on the Google Books or whatever it is that Google has, and a few other places, our website, and a few other places. I don't remember all the places. If you do purchase it from my website, I will sign it before shipping it off. If you want it signed, if you want to dedicate it to someone, just send us an email at the email down below and I will sign it and sign it to whoever and send it out to you as soon as possible. So if anybody was wondering, that's what was going on. That's what's been going on with me. I haven't quit. I haven't died. I haven't gone away. I haven't given up. I haven't hardly anything else other than I was just sick. I was ill. I had to get over that. And then I had to catch up on work. So you all have a blessed rest of the week. And hopefully I will see you Monday. Bless.